USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is preparing to scale down sanctions on Venezuela's authoritarian regime to allow Chevron to resume pumping oil there, paving the way for a potential reopening of U.S. and European markets to oil exports from Venezuela. This as the White House remains on scramble mode after OPEC announces they will cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. Reacting to the news that oil may soon be coming from Venezuela, Patrick Tihan of GasBuddy.com tells CNN,
"Well, it's certainly a surprise move. Now, keep in mind the Biden administration has options or has been looking at options from countries like Iran and now this with Venezuela. At the same time, potentially overlooking U.S. domestic production."
At least 35 people, including more than 20 children, are dead after a shooting and stabbing at a daycare center in Thailand. Police in a northeastern province say a gunman was an ex-police officer who recently lost his job. Authorities say after the mass shooting that killed at least 22 children, the gunman went home, killed his wife and child, and then himself. The line at the unemployment office is growing. The Department of Labor says jobless claims for the week ending October 1st were at 219,000, an increase of about 30,000 from the previous week. The Justice Department has charged 11 more pro-life activists with violations of the FACE Act for blocking the entrance of an abortion facility in 2021. If convicted, those charged with conspiracy could face 11 years in prison and fines of up to $250,000. Two people are dead and four more are injured after a stabbing attack on the Las Vegas Strip. The suspect has been taken into custody outside the Venetian. The extent of the victim's injuries is unknown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, two Republicans say someone has to be held accountable.
Republican Senators Lindsey Graham from South Carolina and Ted Cruz from Texas have penned a letter to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and say that they have grounds for impeachment if he fails to act swiftly in correcting his gross dereliction of duty at the southern border. Millions of illegal immigrants have invaded the United States under his and President Biden's watch.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. President Biden visited Florida on Wednesday to see one of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Ian. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds tells Fox Business that all levels of government are coming together to support them.
Everybody knows my stance on President Biden. I've been pretty vocal about how I think his job performance has gone. But we're in the middle of a disaster recovery, so I think everybody understands to put that stuff to the side and just be focused on the job at hand.
A University of Arizona professor is dead and a suspect is in custody after a shooting on the Tucson campus Wednesday afternoon. The shooting happened around 2 p.m. Campus police say a former graduate student shot the professor in the head who headed the Department of Hydrology and Atmospheric Sciences. DPS troopers arrested the suspect after a traffic stop near Gila Bend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.